Even an apple a day cannot keep the hecklers away. Donald Trump's press secretary, Sean Spicer, was recently ambushed at an Apple store. Shri Chauhan, an Indian-American woman, thrust her phone in his face.
How does it feel to work for a fascist? How does it feel?
This was admittedly impolite, and Chauhan does not deny it. Spicer apparently responded to the heckling by saying, the U.S. was such a great country that allows you to be here.
What can you tell me about Russia?
Such a great country to allow you to
be here. Yeah, what can you tell me about Russia?
Chauhan happens to be an American citizen, just of the brown variety. Shalabh Kumar, founder of the Republican Hindu Coalition and Trump's Indian-American supporter-in-chief, told the Press Trust of India, I assume she loved Hillary, who loved Pakistan, sent her to Pakistan, and then she would realize how great is our country. Thus, a circle is finally complete. Indian right-wingers' favorite jibe, go to Pakistan, finds an echo in the go back to your country refrain being heard in America. This is Sandeep Roy in Kolkata. Witnesses say Adam Purinton shouted, go back to your country, while opening fire in that bar in Kansas City where Srinivas Kuchibotla and his friend Alok Madasani were enjoying a drink and minding their own business. Deep Rai of Washington State was shot in the arm while working on his car in his own driveway. The attacker allegedly shouted, get out of our country, go back to where you're from. Ekta Desai was taking the subway in New York when a man started abusing her, telling her to go back to her country. Indian Americans of all political stripes are rightly incensed at this blatant display of entitled public bullying, upset at being told they don't belong. But it should also feel a little familiar, especially to many of those who lustily cheered the rise of India's Prime Minister Narendra Modi. Some of Mr. Modi's most ardent fans in India are always telling anyone who disagrees with them to go to Pakistan because that's where they belong. A film director in Kerala has been told to go to Pakistan by a politician because he did not approve of police rounding up people who did not stand for the national anthem in movie theaters. Politician Giriraj Singh told an election rally, those who opposed Narendra Modi have a place in Pakistan, not India. Giriraj Singh became a minister in Modi's cabinet. And a Muslim member of Mr. Modi's party told the media conclave that those who could not live without eating beef in India should just go live in Pakistan.
कि आप बीफ के मीट के खाए बिना जिंदा नहीं रह सकते तो इस देश में नहीं मिलेगा आप पाकिस्तान में जाइए.
One difference is the Giriraj Singhs of India are upset at the audacity of someone expressing dissent against the party view. The Adam Purintons of the US are upset at a Srinivas Kuchibotla, not for what he says, but just for being there and being brown. Also, those who shout, go to Pakistan, have a somewhat better grasp of geography than their American counterparts. The American who set fire to an Indian-owned convenience store in Florida wanted to run the Arabs out of our country. But we would be willfully blind to ignore the parallels. 20 years ago, Farid Zakaria had warned about the rise of illiberal democracy, where regimes elected perfectly democratically routinely ignore constitutional limits on their power and deprive their citizens of basic rights and freedoms. What we are seeing is a linkage we had taken for granted, that between democracy and constitutional liberalism breaking apart. Go back to fill in the blank is the angry slogan of a rising wave of populist neo-nationalism, a pithy articulation of white-hot resentment that determines who deserves to stay within your walls and who gets thrown out. That's what Donald Trump's travel ban is essentially about, a litmus test of belonging. If Trump's ban discriminates negatively, India wants to discriminate positively, granting refuge to Hindus and Sikhs fleeing religious persecution in countries like Pakistan, Bangladesh, and Afghanistan. Neither mention the Muslim word, but it's clear who is welcome within the walls and who's not. Used as Indian Americans are to being heralded as the model minority, their feathers might be ruffled by the stories of harassment coming out of the US. But it's just the same old chickens coming home to roost, this time in an American barn. This is Sandeep Roy in Kolkata for KALW.
One night Farmer Brown was taking some air. He locked up the barnyard with the greatest of care. When in the hen house something stirred, when he hollered, "Who's there?" This is what he heard. "Ain't nobody here but us chickens. Ain't nobody here at all. So quiet yourself, stop that fuss. There ain't nobody here but us. We chickens are trying to sleep, and you bust in and hobble, 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 hobble with your chin. Ain't nobody here but us chickens. Ain't nobody here but us. Kind of point that gun the other way and hobble, hobble, hobble off and hit the hay.